We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachas, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Vav, paragraph Lamed Aleph. The past two or three Shiurim, we've been discussing Purim, the holiday of Purim, based on chapter 72 in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, and based on what we've built up till now, our discussions on the topic of Tefillin. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, we finish with Purim, we go on to Pesach. And he's going to give us all kinds of enlightenment about the holiday of Pesach based on what we've been learning till now. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach, b'chinas isur chometz u'mitzvah achilas matzah. U'kvar mavur le'el mizeh ayin shom. We already spoke, Rav Nosson Zal says, we touched on this earlier a little bit in this halacha. U'leva'er yoiser. However, let's explain it a little better. And whenever you see those words, you have to say, wow, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, he's willing and he's going to clarify things. Ki mavur bekavonos Pesach, because it's explained in the writings of the Arizal on Pesach, umuva bedvarenu, and also brought throughout our teachings, sheklal kavonos Pesach, shu yitzias Mitzrayim, that the whole concept of the holiday of Pesach, which revolves around the Jews leaving Egypt, who she'oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, heir Hashem yisporach oleinu b'chazdoi oyer godoil v'nifle ma'oid sheloi b'hadroga, sheloi k'seder. That at the time of yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem shined down upon us an incredibly bright light going against all the rules. It was not sent the way Hashem usually sends light down, Bahadraga, a little bit and a little bit more. This was a huge blast of light, and Shaloi Keseder, out of order, not following the normal order. Ubaloize, had Hashem not done it this way, Lo yhoya efshir lihigoyl, we would never have been able to be taken out of Egypt, because of the fact that the tumah, the impurity of Egypt, was very, very attached to us. And therefore, in order to break that attachment, and in order to rescue us, had to do some things, shaloi k'seder. Just like Lahavdil today, if we talk about a rescue mission, those soldiers that go on rescue missions are trained in shaloi k'seder. They don't follow the standard rules that soldiers follow when they're fighting. Here, everything is non-standard because they're commandos. They're doing an emergency job that's under extraordinary circumstances, and they have to be ready to do all kinds of things that are not irregular. The Alkane, and therefore, because of the fact that the Tumah of Mitzrayim was so deeply attached to us, if the seichel, that the light that Hashem shined down upon us, would have flowed in its normal way, that first the person receives little moichin, and then they receive larger moichin, etc., loy hoyo efshir lihigoyel klal. We never would have gotten out of Egypt. Ki hoyu haklipois nechozin b'moichin dekatnus, because had Hashem tried to give us first the moichin dekatnus, a little bit of seichel, the klipois would have jumped on that, because the klipois was so strong at that time. They would have jumped on that, attached themselves to it, shemishom achizosom, because that's their usual source of nourishment. They usually attach themselves to Moichen de Katnus. Moichen de Katnus means a very high level of light that they usually can't attach themselves to. But Moichen de Katnus they can. And at a time like this, when the Jews were in Egypt, at the lowest rock bottom, and the Klipois were very powerful, had Hashem sent us Moichen de Katnus at that time, the Klipois would have attached themselves to it. Because the filth, the impurity of Egypt was very, very attached to the Jews. We were living there for 210 years among the Egyptians, so that we were very connected there. Alkein, lo yhoyo efshir lihigoyel, kiim al yedei shechom al aleinu Hashem yisborach. Therefore, it was impossible for us to be taken out of Egypt unless Hashem had incredible kindness on us, took incredible pity on us. Veheir aleinu b'chazdoy agodol, oir godol v'otzum ma'oid, sheloi b'hadrogo v'seder. And Hashem, with his great kindness, shined upon us of an incredibly high level light, sheloi b'hadrogo, out of order, you know, not following the standard procedures. V'al yedei goydel ho'or hanifla, and through that incredible, awesome, great light, nigalu miyad, we were taken out of Egypt immediately, quickly, zap, bim bam, zip zap, you're out. Ze klal hakavonis. This summarizes what the Arizal says in his teachings. Va'ayin shom, and take a look over there in the writings of the Arizal, in the Pri Eitz Chaim and the Shara Kavonis, where he talks about the holidays, where he talks about Pesach, and you'll see that he explains that this is the concept of what took place on the night of Pesach, the Leil HaSeder. V'alpi ha-Toyra hanal, and based on the chapter in Likut Imran that our halacha is based on chapter 72 in the second half of Likut Imran, nuchal levayer ma'at, we'll be able to explain this a little bit with Hashem's great kindness. Kikvar biarnu leil, because we already explained earlier, sheyitzias mitzrayim hu bechinas tchias ameisim, that going out of golus is a concept of the dead being brought back to life. Because again, when we're in exile, it's like we're dead. We're spiritually dead. They were so down, way, way down. And just like a person going to sleep at night is almost dead spiritually. We get up in the morning, we make a bracha, tchiyas ha-meisim, ha-machzir neshomos levgore meisim. So too, when the Jewish people are in exile, it's like we're going into the valley of death. And when we come out of it, it's a concept of tchiyas ha-meisim. Shehu bechinas anovo amitius, which we learned before, is synonymous with true humility. Shehi bechinas chayei olam haba, which is the life of the future. Shehu bechinas beligvul. And the way olam haba, the way the future is described, is that then there's going to be no boundaries. Bechinas oinek Shabbos, like the pleasure of Shabbos. Shehu bechinas nachalo beli mitzorim. The pasuk defines it as an inheritance with no boundaries, no limitations. Beli mitzorim. Mitzorim means boundaries, like Mitzrayim, when we were in a cage. All of us were imprisoned over there. Hepech Golos Mitzrayim, which is the opposite of Golos Mitzrayim, Shehu Bechinas Mitzorim Ugvul, which is the concept of boundaries, restrictions, can't leave, can't go here, can't do this, can't do that. V'alkein hoyo paroi balgaiva beyoser. And this is why you'll see in the Torah that Paro was one of the most extraordinary, arrogant people. We learned before about Haman, now let's address Paro. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 29, Asher Omar, Paro said, Li ye'oiri va'ani asisini. The Nile River is mine, I created it. He made believe that he was a G-O-D, dirty rat, right? And saying that the whole economy of Egypt, everything, it's me. I created it. V'alkein Omar, and if he's an idol, if he's G-O-D, then he said, Me Hashem, who is this guy? Moshe Rabbeinu came in and said, I'm here representing Hashem. He said, what are you talking about? I'm Hashem. I'm G-O-D. There ain't no other guy. In Egypt, for sure. Kishom b'mitzrayim achizas hagaiva b'yoser. Because Egypt is a place where this gaiva was prevalent, you know, to the max, in a very large degree. Shehu bechinas yeshus. That's the concept of gashmius, you know, somethingness. Bechinas mitzorim, sheheim mitzrayim, sheheim meitzirim li Yisrael. The word to be meitzir means to oppress. It was a place of oppression. I remember years ago when we were kids, they spoke about Soviet oppression. That whenever Jewish people are in exile in a place, they're being oppressed, they're being stepped on, they're being squished, you know, squished into a corner, ghettos, you know, that kind of concept. V'alkein lo yhoya efshir lehem lehigoyel kim al yidei b'chinas tchias ha-meisim. And for this reason, it was impossible for the Jews to be taken out of Egypt unless there took place a tchias ha-meisim, shehu b'chinas anova amitiyis, which is true humility, shehu chayo elam haba, shehu hepech ha-gaiva, which is the opposite of gaiva. You remember when we learned way back, we said that with what letter of the Aleph Beis was Olam Haba created? The Yud, the smallest letter. Because Olam Haba is for the little guys, the people who have true humility. Ki ikar tachlis ha-geula hu lavoid oiso yisborach ulahakir oiso yisborach. Because the main purpose an objective of the redemption of being taken out of Egypt was to serve Hashem and to recognize Hashem, to have recognition of Hashem. Sheze iker tachlis hageula. That's the main goal in taking the Jewish people out of exile. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, b'hoitziach o'esa omim Mitzrayim tavdun esolikim. When you will take the nation out of Egypt, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. Remember? And for a Jew to recognize Hashem, it is impossible to have recognition of Hashem without true humility. Humility means no boundaries, nothing. I'm not here, I'm not there, I'm nowhere. I'm nobody, I'm nothing, and I'm nowhere. When a person has that true humility, then they have the ability to receive understanding of Hashem, spirituality, which is referred to as the life of Olam Haba. That eternal life, that understanding of Hashem is also infinite, no boundaries. Hashem is infinite, Olam Haba is infinite. A Jew, a human being, is finite. I weigh 800 pounds, I live here, etc., etc. When a person has humility, then I'm nothing, I'm nobody, I'm nowhere. Is this your place? What do you mean it's my place? I don't have it. This isn't my place, it's Hashem's place. I don't have any place. A person has that attitude of negating themselves, that then they avail themselves to be able to receive the infinite, to be able to receive Hasoga Salakus of the highest level. V'zeh she'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, and for this reason, it's written in the Zoyer HaKodesh, Misitra de Yoivla dehibina al-Madasi nafku Yisrael mimitzrayim. The Zoyer HaKodesh says that the Jews went out of Egypt through Yovel, through the light of Yovel, which is Bina, which is Olam Haba. The Zohar HaKadosh says, if you'll take a look in the Chumash, you'll see that Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times, 50. 50 is always Bina. There's the 50 gates of Bina, 50 levels of Bina, and 50 is also Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year. And in fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the word Yovla is Bigematria 50. And what is Bina? Bina is Olam Haba. Because when you count the spheroids from the bottom up, Malchus being number one, then Yesoid, then the seventh sphera is Chesed, so that the seven lower spheres are Chesed through Malchus. They represent this world, the world we live in, which was created in 7 days. When you go to eight, you're exiting from this world, you're going into the next world, Olam Haba, which is called Bina, Alma Dasi. Ki ikar hageula hoya mibchinas olam haba, because the light that brought about the redemption, taking us out of Egypt, came from olam haba. Shehi bechinas bina, which is synonymous with bina. Shehu bechinas tchias amesim. Shemishom kol hageulois. That's where all redemptions come from. Whenever the Jewish people go through a geula in this world, the way Hashem makes it happen is he reaches up, up, up into Olam Haba, grabs some of that light, and shines it down on the Jewish people down here, and that blast of super high-level light has the ability to break the bonds, you know, to take us out. Ki ha-gol, shehu b'chinas tchis ha-meisim, shemishom kol ha-geulois. Ki ha-golos b'chinas misa. Because as we mentioned before, exile is a concept of death. V'hagula, redemption, b'chinas chayim, is a concept of life. B'chinas tchias ha'mesim. K'moy shanu oimrim, b'birkas emes v'emuna. As we say in our prayer at night, in Maariv, after Kriya Shema, when we say emes v'emuna, shemedaber migu'ulas mitzrayim, that paragraph speaks all about the Jewish people coming out of Egypt, and it says there, Hasom nafshenu b'chayim. Hashem has placed our soul with the living. Meaning, he took us out of Egypt. He took us out of the valley of death. And as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 16, Vo'erech mizboiseses bedomayich. Hashem says, I saw you when you were in Egypt, when you were in exile, I saw you bubbling in your blood, cooking in your, stewing in your blood. The Isan, it's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that the word misboiseses is like the word machmetzes. Remember we had that before a few pages ago? The Zohar Kodesh says on the word machmetzes that the middle letters are chametz, the outer letters are mace. Mace, death, the sitrachra. Here also, the Pasuk uses the word that when the Jews were in Egypt, they were misboiseses. So the Zohar Kodesh, it's brought, shehu b'chinas mace boiseses. You were dead, you were in a state of death and stewing in your blood. And Hashem says, and I said to you, you're going to live with your blood. So look how the Pasuk is making it clear here that Golus was mace, Golus is death, and Hashem said, I'm going to rescue you. He said, you're going to live. I'm going to bring you back to life. Hainu b'chinas tchias ha'mesim. Nimtza, we see therefore she'ikar hageula yefsher kiim al yidei b'chinas tchias ha'mesim, that redemption cannot happen without a concept of tchias ha'mesim, shehu b'chinas anovo amitis, which is synonymous with true humility, shenimsheches mebechinas moichin de gadlus, which comes from a place of moichin de gadlus. True humility comes from moichin de gadlus. Where do we see it? We mentioned before, the Gemara says, where there is greatness, there is humility. So we see that anova is associated with moichin de gadlus. Avol anova miti es pchinas chis hameisim yefshel isko is kimaidei kabolas ha-toira, kamei shekosu ba-toira nal. However, Rabbein Azal writes there that it's impossible for a Jew to achieve real humility and this tchias hameisim without receiving the Torah. You have to first receive the Torah to be able to receive true humility. Where was the Torah given? Har Sinai. What is Har Sinai? The symbol of humility, the smallest mountain. Who was the Torah given to? Moshe Rabbeinu. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Super humility. So Kabbalah Satorah is all about humility. So Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Kudiman that in order for a person to achieve true humility, it requires Kabbalah Satorah. Shedaiko al yidei chidushei ubiyurei haTorah, that through a renewing the Torah and explanations of Torah, shehein bechinas matan Torah, by a person coming forth with new concepts in Torah and clarifying the Torah, which is a type of receiving the Torah, zoichin liyira. Through that, the person is zoichin to yira, like it says over there in Matan Torah, that I did this, lamantia yirosli al panechem, and yira zu habusha. Yira is synonymous with shame and embarrassment. The Gemara says it over there. When it says lamantia yirosli al panechem, the Gemara says zu habusha. Having fear of Hashem. How do you know if a person has fear of Hashem on his face? If he doesn't look arrogant, if he doesn't have brazenness on his face, like he's, what are you look? Who are you looking at? What are you looking at? The concept of we have the famous letter of the Ramban, the Igeres HaRamban, which is one of the holiest documents in Judaism, where the Ramban wrote a letter to his son at the time from Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban writes to him about coming close to Hashem, and the most important theme in that letter, he speaks about humility. And one of the things he says about humility, a humble person doesn't look other people in the face. He keeps his eyes lowered. That shame and embarrassment that a person has, that they can't look somebody, they can't spit at somebody in the face or say something arrogant to somebody else. ad shemizbaishna filu lasis mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moharan that this humility, this shame, does not just mean be ashamed to do a sin, that a person would be ashamed to go against Hashem. Real humility is where a person is ashamed to do a mitzvah. He's embarrassed. Who am I to do? They invite him to up to the Torah. Who am I to go up to the Torah? Who am I to do? I'm covered from head to toe with mud, with sins. Chas v'shalom. Vafilu lohishit hamaycha lepiv. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that when a person has this busha, the person's embarrassed to put a spoon of food in his mouth. It's not my food. I didn't do anything. I didn't do any mitzvah. If I would have done mitzvahs, if I'd be a good person, okay, then I understand Hashem is happy to share the goods with me. But based on my recognition of who I am and how far I am from good, I know I don't deserve anything. So when I'm putting the spoon of food in my mouth, I know I'm being given it for free, based on no merit at all, chas v'shalom. Valyidei habusha, and through this shame and embarrassment, bechinas tshuva, which we learned earlier is synonymous with tshuva, because one of the most important ingredients in tshuva is this busha, zeichin lechaye nitzchim shel olam haba. Through that, the person is zeichet to the eternal life of olam haba, shehi bechinas anova amitis, which is synonymous with true humility. However, when we were leaving Egypt, we hadn't received the Torah yet. Ki b'mitzrayim lo yhoyo efsher liten es ha-Torah mitoikef zuamas mitzrayim. Person would say, why not? Why did Hashem wait? Why didn't he give us the Torah right there? Because the place was so filthy with tumah. Mitzrayim was so disgusting with tumah that Hashem couldn't give the Torah over there. Al kein, so because the Torah was not yet given, and it's from the Torah that we get the yira, the busha, the anava. So if Hashem's taking us out, He's taking us out before we have all of those qualities. Al kein hoy sagula koshe ma'od. For this reason, this is why it was so difficult for Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim, machmas she'ief sheli higoel kima idei b'chinas tchias hameisim. Because we learned before, you can't be redeemed without tchias hameisim. U'tchias hameisim ief sher kima idei kabolas ha-Torah. And you can't have tchias hameisim without the Torah. V'kabolas ha-Torah ief sher kima achar yitzias Mitzrayim. And you can't receive the Torah until you get out of Mitzrayim. So there's a problem. By the way, we know that at Matan Torah, there was a Tchiyas HaMesim. The Gemara says that when Hashem recited the first two commandments, Anochi Lo Yilecha, everyone died. The Jews, our souls left us. And Hashem had to send down angels with the dew of Tchiyas HaMesim to bring us back to life. So here you see again that Matan Torah is a concept of Tchiyas HaMesim. Al kein be'emes hoyadovar koshe v'koveid moid. This is why we find this terminology used throughout the Torah, that it was very difficult for Hashem to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. What are you, nuts? Difficult for Hashem? Those two words don't go together. It's not because Hashem wasn't strong enough. It's because we didn't have the right ingredients. We didn't fulfill the prerequisites at all. Rak Hashem Yisborach berachamav chom al oleinu. However, Hashem, with His great kindness, took pity on us. Veheir he'ora niflo sheloi kaseder, and He shined down upon us an incredibly high level of light against the rules, not ignoring the rules. Shezochu lehisnoitzitzis moichin gedoy lemoid. On that first night of Pesach at Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were zeicha to an incredible high level of moichin, light. How? There was no Matan Torah, so where did they get it from? Rak alidei bechinas re'iyas pnei tzaddik. How did we get that light? By looking at the face of the tzaddik, shehu Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashom, who was Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Ki b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, she'adayin lo kiblu es ha-Torah mi-Moshe, because at the time of leaving Egypt, when we had not yet received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, rak shekiblu he'oras hadas, so where did we get our spirituality from? Where do we get our light of Hashem from? Just from looking at Moshe Rabbeinu's face alone. Vayidei ze levad dileg HaKadosh Baruch Hu al haketz. And with that minimum of spiritual light that we got, Hashem skipped over the ketz. He crossed all the boundaries. He didn't follow the rules. The rules were we were supposed to be there 400 years. Hashem said, forget that. You're out. He subtracted, he deducted 190 years. The word ketz is 190. He deducted 190 years from the 400, and he took us out after 210 years, breaking all the rules. V'galam miyad, and he took us out immediately. Afal pi shaloi zochu adayin lekabalas haTorah, even though we had not yet received the Torah, hanim sheches mire'iyas pnei atzadik, which one gets by looking at the face of the tzaddik. We had looked at the face of Moshe Rabbeinu, we got some light, but we didn't get enough yet to have mamish receiving the Torah. Shaydeze ikra busha v'hatshuva. That's how a person gets the real busha and tshuva. Shaydeze ikra tchias hamesim. Shaydeze ikra gula. So we didn't have all of that yet, and despite that, Hashem went in rescue mission. Avul oz hoyabilti efsher lahamtin al zekanal. However, at that time, it was impossible for Hashem to wait for the Torah, for the Yira, for the Busha, for all of those things. Alkein heir aleim he'oron iflo shaloike seder. Therefore, Hashem shined down upon us this great light against the rules. She'afal pi shadayin loy kiblu es ha-Torah, so that despite the fact that we had not yet received the Torah, afal pikein goaloisum al yedei goidel ha'ora atzuma shenim shachalim oz shaloi kaseder. Still, Hashem took us out of there using that great light which he shined down upon us against the rules. Shayidei ze himshich aleim ha'ora mibchinas tchiyas ha-meisim. And that's how Hashem was giving us a taste of tchiyas ha-meisim. He shined down upon us some of that light of tchiyas ha-meisim, mibechinas chaye olam haba, from the life of olam haba, shayidei ze hoiso ha-geula. And that's what brought about the geula. That's why the Zohar Kodesh says that it's mentioned 50 times in the Torah, to show us from which location Hashem took the light to get us out of Mitzrayim. He took it from Bina, from the 50 levels of Bina, which is olam haba. What does this have to do with me? V'alkein, based on this introduction, osur le'echol chametz. Now you'll understand why the halacha is, the law is, that we're not allowed to eat chametz, v'hu b'bal yeroh, b'al yemotz, and not just not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to look at it. You're not allowed to have it in your possession, even if you're not, if it's locked up in a safe. U'mechuyavim le'echol matzah, and we're obligated to eat matzah. What's this all about? Ki chometz hu bechinas eitz hadas toivora, because chometz is associated with the eitz hadas, good and bad. Ve'yev sher levararoy lesaknoi ki mal yidei bechinas tikana bris, and it's impossible to sort out the good from the bad, to fix up chometz without a very high level of purity in the bris area. Shaydei ze ikar kabbalas haTorah, which is one of the main prerequisites for receiving the Torah, as we learned earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to receive the Torah because he was such a parush, you know, he was so high level in Tikkun HaBris. Shenimshach mire'iyas pnei atzadik. And how does a person receive the Torah? How does a person get this humility? By looking at the face of the tzadik. Kemavura b'Torah, now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki chometz bechinas moichin dekatnus kemavur bekavonus. The Arizal explains and shows how chometz represents a very low level of sechel, a low level of das. It's mace, machmetzes, we said. Machmetzes is chometz mace. That chometz is like the level of spiritual life that a corpse has. You know, very moichin dekatnus. V'ato bepesach, and now, during the time of Pesach, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, when the Jews were leaving Egypt, tzrichin lishmoir atzmenu ma'oid mimoichin dekatnus. The Arizal said, we have to guard ourselves, we have to avoid moichin dekatnus, shebohem achizas hasitra achra, because moichin dekatnus is easy game for the Sitra Achra. That's what they can grab onto very easily. Kamei Shekosef Shem Bekavonas, as the Arizal explains over there. V'ho'inyin al pi darkeinu. Rav Nosson says, now to explain it in our terminology. Ki ikar tikun hu'achilo hu'al yidei kabola satoira. The main concept of eating properly, of a Jew eating properly, is dependent on receiving the Torah. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'toiroscha besoich me'oi. Your Torah in my digestive tract, in my intestines. So the Torah plays a very, very important role in defining how a person eats, what you eat, how you eat, when you eat, how much you eat, what you do before you eat, what you do after you eat. Because as we learned earlier, by receiving the Torah, we are zeiche to busha, to feel shame and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. The Torah opens up our eyes to see how big Hashem is and how small we are, and to make us feel shame and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. This is a holy shame and a positive shame and embarrassment. We said, it says at the end of Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know why we did all of this? Leman tia yirosay al paneichem, that the fear of Hashem should be on your faces, levilti techtoz, so that you won't sin. The Gemara says, what does that mean, fear of Hashem on your face? The Gemara says, zu habusha. That's when a Jew has that shyness, that quality of baishonus that a Jew is supposed to have. Ad shem is baishim afilu lohoishet hamaycha lepiv. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over in Likutei Moharan, what kind of busha are we talking about? We're not just talking about busha that a person is embarrassed to commit a sin. We're talking about a person's embarrassed to put a spoon of food in his mouth, because he knows that he's so undeserving, that Hashem is so, so great, and I'm so nothing. So even if I want to think that I did a couple of mitzvahs and I learned some Torah, what is that compared to Hashem? That's a joke. It's so tiny, infinitesimal. That doesn't yet make me deserving to have cornflakes and steak and potatoes and tofu and all the stuff. So when I'm eating, I still, even with my little bit of mitzvahs that I did, I feel ashamed and embarrassment that I'm so lowly that Hashem is feeding me for free. And through this proper feeling of shame, we are zoiche to tchias ameisim, as we explained earlier. Sheze ikar tikun ha'achila. That's the real tikun of eating. Ikar tikun achila sadas toivora. That's going to be the main tikun for having eaten from the eight sadas, shehevi misa loilam. What did the eating from the eight sadas bring into the world? It brought death into the world. So the main tikun for that is going to be tchias ameisim. It's brought, who was the one that caused the eight sadas? The Nachash. Who's the one who's going to cause the Geula? Moshiach. The word Moshiach is Bigematria Nachash. To show this is death, this is life. There's a pasuk about Moshiach. We had it before. Chai, chai, hu yoiducha. Living life, life, he will praise you. That Moshiach is called chai, this chai, chai, this super, super alive. The opposite of the eight sadas, which is death. So we said that the main tikkun for eating from the eight sadas, which brought death into the world, is tchias ameisim. Ki al yedei achila kozois, because when a person eats, like Rabbeinu Zal says over there, with busha, with a feeling, not that this is my food, and I earned it, and I can have as much as I want, nobody can tell me what to eat, how to eat, what, the nuts? This isn't yours, it's Hashem's. You can't even touch it. Number one, you can't even buy it before first checking out if the ingredients match up with what Hashem wants. Number one, Hashem tells you what to eat, Hashem tells you when to eat, and you can't eat it before making it perfectly that it's Hashem's food by saying, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Boirei Pri Yoetz, by making perfectly that it's not your food, and since it's not your food, and He's given it to you, you better behave yourself. You better make sure to eat just the way He says, with proper derech eretz, like you're sitting in front of a king, like you know that he's right there watching you. And if Hashem is watching you, then you're not sitting with your shirt on, without a shirt on and without your pants on and without your nose on. Person eats with dignity. The way Rabbeinu Zal said that when a person's eating, it's supposed to be like as if you're sitting in front of a king. That kind of, again, that kind of humility, embarrassment, shame, that it's not my kavod, it's his kavod. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. And through that kind of eating, a person draws upon himself not just life, but eternal life. We're eating to be healthy, right? We're eating to live in this world. That's what regular people are eating for. Jews eat to be healthy in the next world, to make it to the next world. To be zeche dechaim nitzchiim. Ukemavor le'el mizeh, as we discussed this earlier, Ayin Shem, look back. Ve'oz nistakein ha'chometz. And when a person eats that way, then the chometz has a tikkun. Why? Ki chometz hu be'ichur zman. Because chometz takes longer. Hainu, meaning, how do you make chometz? Hainu kishnoisne mayim be'isa, when you add the water to the flour, to the dough, v'shoye ho'isa shir chimutz. And then you leave the dough sitting there waiting for it to ferment, waiting for the dough to rise. Ad shenechaz v'sholet boy haruach v'ho'avir sheloilam. Until the air takes hold of that, affects that dough in causing it to rise. Ali deizeh nischamtza. That's how it becomes chametz. So now Rav Nosson Zal explained what are the ingredients in chametz? Waiting and air. You have to let the air get to it to get it to rise. That's the difference between chametz and matzah. Whereas matzah, no waiting. Bim, bam, boom, and it's out. It's out of the oven. You got to rush, really move quickly, not leave that dough in any wait state for any substantial amount of time, number one, and not allowing the air to do its thing on it. We're keeping the dough in motion, keeping it moving the whole time. We're not allowing it to sit there and have the avir, the ruach, the avir take over. V'alkein chometz bepesach osur. Now you'll understand why chometz is forbidden during Pesach. V'isuroi chomor ma'oid. And it's very strictly forbidden. Ki oz adayin loy nistakein v'nizdakech ho'ruach v'ho'avir mibechinas ruach ro, ruach gavoya shel paro yimitzrayim. Because on Pesach, when we had not yet received the Torah is what gives a person the yira, the busha, the anova. On Pesach, when we haven't yet gotten the Torah, on Shavuos we're going to get the Torah. On Pesach, we're without the Torah. At that point, the ruach that's around is not a ruach of tahara. It's not the ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amayim. It's a ruach of gaiva. It's the Ruach Gavoa, the Ruach Gaiva of Paroi in Mitzrayim. Paroi who said, Mi Hashem, who is this guy? V'alkein, kishenechaz ho'avir v'horuach b'ho'isa, achar shenosnu ole ho'mayim, and therefore, when the air takes hold of the dough, after you added water to the dough, ad sheneschamtza, thereby making the dough become chametz, asura be'isur gomur. It is super strictly forbidden during Pesach. Why? Ki nechaz bo harbe haruach gaso shel zuamas paro yom Mitzrayim. Because right before Pesach, when you're making those matzahs, when you're making the chametz, at that time Paroi is still around. Paroi hasn't been destroyed yet. And Paroi is gaiva. Paroi and Mitzrayim are all about gaiva. So if there's avir or ruach that's processing this, it's a ruach of gaiva, ruach gavoya. Bechinas kel acher, which is the concept of the idols, shehu sitra demoisa, which is goes together with death, shehu bechinas machmetzes, that's the word machmetzes, tamon mace, the Zohar Kodesh says, it has the word chametz in the middle and the word mace on the outside. So that's what's prevalent at that time. So if we allow the ruach to do its thing, what kind of ruach is available now? It's ruach gasa, ruach gaiva. V'alkein ikur ho'isur achar shenosnu mayim b'isa. And that's why, when does the clock, when does the stopwatch start from? when the water hits the dough. The minute you put water on that flour, boom, tick tock, tick. That's when the countdown starts. That it has to happen within 18 minutes, and you can't leave the dough sitting still for any time. Anyone that's had the privilege of being in a matzah bakery to watch how it goes, how it moves, that the second they move in that water to the dough, that's when the shmirah takes place. They're watching, rolling with their pins, rolling it, watching that dough can't be allowed to sit for a moment to have the ruach avir take over it, affect it. Ki haruach shoira al pnei hamayim. Because ruach is something that rests on water specifically. Ubigdusha, and within the realm of holiness, haruach digdusha. Within the domain of holiness, what kind of ruach is on the mayim? It's a ruach of holiness, the ruach of Moshiach. As the pasuk says right in the beginning of the Torah, v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei amayim. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, do ruchoi shel Moshiach. This refers to the spirit of Moshiach, Shemarachef al anpeoraisa, which hovers over the waters, the Torah, over the faces of the water, the Torah. Shemishom kol hachidushe Torah. That's how we derive all the new thoughts of Torah. Bechinas kabolas haTorah, kemavur shom b'haTorah anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 72 in Likut Imran. Avol b'Mitzrayim shadayin lo zochinu l'kabolas haTorah. However, in Egypt, when we have not yet received the Torah, Alkein oz bePesach kishenesach es chas v'shalom haruach shal pnei amayim boisa. Then on Pesach, or right before, when we're preparing the food for Pesach, when the ruach that's on the water attaches itself to the dough, ad shenischamtza, causing, when we allow the dough to sit still so the ruach can take effect, the air can take effect to the point where the dough ferments. Then it's not the ruach of Moshiach, it's the ruach ro that rests on the bad waters, hamayim hazeidonim, the troublesome waters. We have that expression throughout the Torah, shemayim misavim, the impure waters, hanim shochem mi pegama bris, which come from pegama bris, which is referred to as impure waters. Pure waters is tikkun habris, when the seed is pure and holy, and impure waters is when it's not bigdusha. Shehu hepech kabbalas haTorah. This is the opposite of receiving the Torah. Ki ikar kabbalas haTorah ayidei prishus ukdushas habris. Because as we learned before, in order to receive the Torah, what's the prerequisite? Kedusha, prishus. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Jews? How do you prepare for receiving the Torah? Separate yourselves even from your own wives. We're not talking about the norm. The normal is you're allowed to be with your own wife, stay away from all the other wives. But here for Kabbalah Satorah, there had to be a higher level Tikkun HaBris, where even from their own wives, no contact for 3 days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. Because receiving the Torah is dependent on purity, holiness in this area. Shenimshech aleihem oz ayidei Moshe, which the Jewish people were able to draw upon themselves through Moshe Rabbeinu, k'Moshe Kosu Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there. Vazai bePesach shachometz pogo moed kanal. So therefore, on Pesach, which is way before Matan Torah, Pesach is when Paro and Mitzrayim are active. The ruach of Gaiva, the Mi Hashem, who's Hashem? That stuff is in the air. So if the air gets hold of the dough, especially if you added water to it, because the water at that time is also not pure waters. The water is tainted also. Azai mizgabrim al yodei chas v'shon b'chinas hamoichin dekatnus. Then what ends up happening is that this strengthens the moichin dekatnus. Shenechas bohem asitrachra harbe, to which the sitrachra is very attached to. Shehu pegama nov amitius, which is the opposite of pure humility. Shehi ikra chayim, which is true life. V'alkein hachometz osur ad shvi shel Pesach. And this is why we're not allowed to eat chometz until the seventh day of Pesach. Why? She'oz nizgale b'chinas kedushas Yosef. What happened on Shvi Shel Pesach? That's when the great light of Yosef HaTzadik was revealed. Shehu Bechinas Kedushas HaBris. He is the symbol of purity in the area of Bris. Because at Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Hayom Ro'o Vayonois. The sea saw and ran away. So the Gemara says, what did it see? It saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. It saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik and it took off. Why? Because you know what Yosef HaTzadik did when he saw the Sitra Achra, when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him? He ran. In the zchus of his running, the Gemara says, because he ran, then when him and the sea faced off, the sea ran, the sea took off. In the zchus of his Vayonos Vayetze Achutza, Hayom Ro Vayonos. So on Shvi Shel Pesach is when the light of Yosef HaTzadik was activated. And he represents Kedushas HaBris. V'al kein Oz Maschil Lehismashech Al Yisrael Bechinas Kedushas Kabbalas HaTorah. And that's why on Shvi Shel Pesach is when we started receiving the Torah. Vazai acharkach hutra chametz. And therefore, right after that, Hashem said, now chametz is permissible. Kaidei b'chinas kabolas ha-toira nimshach busha. Because we said, through kabolas ha-toira, you get the busha. Ad shem is baishin afilu lohishtam echel bipiv. To the point where you're even embarrassed to put the food in your mouth. V'chein afilu la'asais mitzvah mizbaishim harbe. And even to do a mitzvah, the person feels ashamed and embarrassed. Who am I to put on tefillin? Who am I to hold these holy things in my hand? U'mishom nimshach tikun hachometz. And that's from the Torah we draw the tikun for the chometz. Ki nistaken ruach ha'olam al yedei ha'Torah. Because the Torah is able to fix up, to repair the ruach of the world, the atmosphere, the air. Shehu b'chinas ruach elokim hamarachefes al pnei hamayim d'kedusha. That's this concept of this holy ruach that hovers over the holy waters of Torah. Shemishom hoyo hanes shel kriyas yamsuf. That's how the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf came about. As a result of Yosef HaTzadik's Kedusha, which caused which was the holy waters, which the opposite of the impure waters, which caused the Yamsuf to scram. Vazai Horuach Hanechas Bamayim. And in fact, the Torah says that there was a ruach kodim. If you look over there at Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that there was a major ruach blowing all night, and then the ruach is what caused the sea to split in that form. Vazai haruach hanechas b'hamayim, and then this ruach that attaches itself to the water, shaydei shal yodo ho'isa mis chametzes, which is what causes the dough to become chametz, humi sitra digdusha, then it's coming from the side of holiness. After Yosef HaTzadik has entered the scene, then it's already, and we know in fact that Kriyas Yamsuf is on Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Shishi of Sfiras Omer. Remember? When do we start counting the Omer? On the second night of Pesach. Those who are in Chutz Laretz, it's the second night of the holiday of Pesach. So therefore, Shvi Shel Pesach is Yom Shishi Laomer. Shisha Yomim Laomer. Shisha is Yosef HaTzadik. Avraham is Chesed. You know, if you can't go that line. So it's on Shvi Shel Pesach that we have the light of Yosef HaTzadik that's shining brightly, who is Kedushas HaBris, Tikun HaBris, the opposite of Mitzrayim, Erev HaSa'oretz. And therefore, the Ruach that shined on the waters was a Ruach Elokim. Kinizbarer al yedei haTorah, because the chametz got fixed up and got purified through the Torah. Shubchinas ruach elokim rechaves al pnei amoyim. Ki ikar chimutz. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal explains further. Ki ikar chimutz ho'isa, because the main concept, this process of the dough fermenting, shematim ho'isa beyoser, which makes the dough taste better. Most people, if you ask 90% of people, what tastes better, a delicious piece of challah or a piece of matzah? They're going to say, what are you, nuts? No comparison. We struggle through this matzah. There are some strange characters like me who love matzah. But the normal people, they get through the 7 days of Pesach with the matzah, and they can't wait. They line up. You see Moitzoy Pesach. You got the long lines out of the bakeries. desperation. People are desperate to dive into the chametz. They held themselves back for 7 days, and now they're breaking out the bagels and the rye bread and all the things. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this concept of the chimutz of the dough, which makes the dough taste better, nimshach b'sharoshay shebigdusha mibchinas habushanal. You know where that comes from spiritually? It comes from busha, embarrassment, shame. Machmashe ikr tikkun hu achila hu al yedei b'chinas kabbalas haTorah, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, the main tikkun of achila is through kabbalas haTorah. Remember the Torascha b'soich meoy, shayidei ze zoichin lebusha. Kabbalas haTorah is what gave the Jewish people busha. Ad shemizbaishim afilu lahoishit hamaychel bepiv, to the point where the person is even ashamed to put the food in their mouth. And when a Jew is eating that way, that's holy. That's super high level achila. That's real, real pure achila. When he's sitting in front of Hashem with shame and embarrassment and humility. Ad shezoichen l'tchias tchias hameisim. We said through this, yezoichet t'tchias hameisim. Umishom nimshach gam begashmius bechinas chimotzoisa. And that's how the physical process of dough becoming chametz takes place. She'ein oichlin take foisa. What's when they make bread or they make challah, do they eat the dough right away? No. Rak mamtinin miloshek miloish botzek. We wait from kneading the dough ad chumtzosoi, until it first ferments and rises, and then we're ready to do it. Kichein hadovor shebigdusha, because just like the physical process operates within the realm of ruchnius, it works the same way. Shei efsher lechol miyad, a Jew never eats immediately. There's no such thing as I want to eat now. Rak tzrichin lahamtin ulehizbayish harbe koydem shoichlin. Before a Jew, the wife puts the food on the table, grab the fork and stick it in, you're not Jewish. A Jew, the food is on the table, good. Now let's wait a few seconds to show that I'm not Esav. Esav said, haliteni, shovel it down fast. I need it now as much as I can. By a Jew, the holiness of eating is the hamtana, the waiting. See how, not waiting till your wife start screaming, you wait, the food's getting cold, but waiting a little to show I'm not an animal. An animal, you see, you put food down in front of a door, an animal, right? I'm not an animal. I'm a human being. I have a Torah. I have recognition of Hashem. If Hashem weren't around, I would also dive into plate. But since there is a Hashem, and I believe he's right here in the room with me, when people are sitting in front of a dignitary, the second the food is put on the table, right away they grab the fork and dig in. If it's a good dignitary, everything is done with dignity, with decorum. Slowly, wait a second. Not like animals. Not that kind of jumping into the food. Rak tzrichin lahamtin ulehizbayish harbe koydem shoichlin. Person needs to wait and feel a lot of shame and embarrassment before he eats. What's the shame and embarrassment coming from? From recognition of Hashem again, from realizing how, look what Hashem gave me, look what Hashem is giving me, and I know I don't deserve it, it's not coming to me at all. And this not only gives the person health and life, this gives the person tchias ameisim, this gives him the next world. Bechinas ruach hachayim hashoira al pnei hamayim digdusha, that spirit of life that hovers over the holy waters. Vaydeze nischamtso ho isa bigdusha, and that's what causes the dough to ferment in a holy way. Alidei ruach umayim digdusha, through these two components, water, holy water, and ruach, holy ruach. We know there's mayim mesavin, there's impure waters, and there's mayim kedoshim. Ruach, there's ruach gaiva, there's gas ruach, and there's ruach tahara, ruach lukim. So through the Ruach HaMayim Dikdusha, Shenizbararu Al Yidei Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira Kanal. Again, how did the Ruach get fixed up? How did the Mayim get fixed up? Through the Torah. By receiving the Torah is this Ruach HaLikim Rachas Lepanei Mayim. There ain't Mayim Ela Torah. Aval B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, when we were leaving Egypt, Shelo Yizachinu Adayin LeKabbalah Satoira, and we had not yet received the Torah, Azai HaRuach Umayim HaNechozim Bo'isa Adshen Eschamtza, then the Ruach and the water that's playing a role in this dough, sitting, you know, working on it until it ferments, Heimitoikev HaSitra Achra. That Ruach and Mayim is coming from super Sitra Achra. V'haklipois, mi Sitra Demoisa, mibchinas Geus, it's coming from Gaiva, Shehu Ruach Ra, Ruach Gavoya. What is Gaiva? Bloated. Person who stands up real tall, like he's a big shot, just like the dough when it rises, that Gaiva, in a sense. V'azai ein nimshach chimutzoisa, mibchinas busha degdusha kanal. And in that case, the fermenting is not coming from a holy busha, rak adarabba, but rather it's coming nechas shon b'chinas moichen dekatnus. The moichen dekatnus has taken hold of it, shebohem achizas ha-sidrachra, which the sidrachra is attached to, vazai nisakem halev beyoyser meshem isborach. And when that happens, when you eat that dough, not only doesn't it bring you closer to Hashem, but it makes your heart even more crooked against Hashem. That kind of eating not only doesn't give you life, it gives you death, chas v'shom. It moves you away from Hashem, chas v'shom. U'meizeh tzrichin lizoher ma'oid ma'oid b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, on Pesach, which is all about leaving Egypt, stay away, keep back 200 feet from the ruach and the may, the ruach and the mayim affecting the bread. Now we're talking 2,000 years ago. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings it to the present. This process of Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't something that happened once. Every person who wants to become religious or wants to become more religious has a Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol odom k'sheroitzel eskar v'Hashem Yisborach, so to every single, when he wants to come close to Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a type of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he wants to leave the slavery, that he was a slave to his Taivas Rois and Midas Rois. He wants to get out of all of that, and he wants to go to the mountain. He wants to climb the mountain. Tavdun Esalikim Alahor Azeh. Ki Be'emes Iker Hagu'ulo Hirak Bechazdoi Hagodol Kanal. Because the truth is, the whole concept of being taken out of exile is only out of Hashem's great kindness. Ulefo'omim misnakel habaldovar vasitrachra. There are times that Yetzahara gets real sly. Uma'akem liboy, he twists a person's heart. Bebchinas katnus, to push the person down. Hanimshach mi moichen de katnus, which comes from moichen de katnus. V'nidmeloi ki'ilu hu anova. And the person thinks it's humility. There are times that the Yetzirah says, oh, you want humility? No problem. He opens his suitcase. We got that here. Of course, we have Gaiva. We have Anova. You want Anova? Here we go. Anova with the label produced by the Sitra Achra. What kind of Anova? It's a kind of Anova that the Yetzirah wants to use to push a person away from Hashem, to distance the person from Hashem. For example, dahainu she'omer beliboy, for example, the person says to himself, v'chiroi ani she'yasa she'mizborach li nisim ko'ele? Am I worthy that Hashem should perform miracles for me? Haloi ani yodea chatoi apshoi hamarubim. I know all the many sins I committed, all the terrible things I did. U'machmazeh eino imamin bedivrei hatzadik. And as a result of this false humility, this humility that the Yetzirah is feeding him, he doesn't believe the words of the tzadik, horoitze legoyaloi, who wants to take him out of exile, u'lohashivoi bemes l'Hashem Yisborach, and help him return to Hashem. U'kemoi shematzinu kama v'kama shenisrachgu al yedei zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we've witnessed, not making tshuva, because of this, machmas shehem yoidim lichluchom v'tinufom b'avoyimis rachmon al-slan, because of the fact that they know how much they've filthied themselves with sins and all kinds of bad things. Therefore, einam ma'aminim b'koyach ha-tzadik shef shel ha-goylam. They do not believe that tzadikim have such power that they could even fix me. They could even repair me. They could even erase my whole past and give me a whole new life. U'bifrat kishebo aleihem eze yisurim u'merirus u'menias b'guf ha-nefesh, especially when the satan turns up the heat a little, when he starts shooting and the person starts going through suffering, bitterness, obstacles, physical obstacles, spiritual obstacles, then the person says, have a nice day, I'm out. I don't need this. This is not for me. I can't handle this. Hemoimrim and Afsham, the people say to themselves, Havoyani roye she'ein Hashem yisborach roitzel l'krave. Look, I see clear signs that Hashem doesn't want me. Look at the rejection. Look, all of, you know, he's showing me all kinds of rejection, like he's telling me to get lost. Ki bevadai yefshel akarev pogam kamoini. Because again, somebody like me can't come close. After all the things I've done and everything, I can't come close. Nimtza, we see therefore, shebetchila maschil habaldovor bedarkei anova, that in the beginning, the Yetzer starts off with humility. You agree that you're nothing, right? You agree you're a zero. You agree you've done all of these bad things. Aval hu mahapech divrei elokim chayim. But he takes the Torah and turns it upside down. Veroitzel hachshilo. He wants to use that against the person in order to push the person away from Hashem. Al yidei b'chinas moichen dekatnus. By the person being in a state of constricted consciousness, meaning negativity. Moichen dekatnus is negativity. Can't, the big can't word. I can't do this. I can't. My wife can't. My kids. I can't. And the Eitz Sahara wants to use this method to take the person further away from Hashem than they are even right now. Kikach derech habaldovor, because this is the style of the Eitz Sahara. This is how he works. This is his MO, they call it, his method of operation. Shemislabesh be'eze emes leponim, that he cloaks himself in a little bit of truth, just like a mask. He puts on a little bit of emes. He makes himself, he dresses up like a rabbi, like he's coming to be your friend. V'acharkach mahape hashura chasasham. And then once he gets the person on the hook, he turns it around. And then he convinces the person to move away from Hashem chasasham. Alkein tzrichen lehishomer ma'oid mizeh. Therefore, a Jew has to watch out for this, very, very careful. Shelo yipoel v'yisrachek al yidei anova ro kozois, that the person shouldn't fall and become distant from Hashem as a result of humility, supposedly being humble. I know who I am. You don't know who I am. I know who I am. You could become religious man. Maybe there's other people who become balei tshuva, but it's not for me. It's not for me. Ki be'emes bevadai tzorech odom leida chesroinai, because the truth is, a person needs to know how lacking he is. He needs to know that he's wrong, he's done a lot of bad things. She'enoi roi legula, that he doesn't really deserve to be redeemed. Ulehizbayish biatzmoi harbe, and to feel very, very ashamed and embarrassed about all the things he did in the past. Aval, but loy sheyisrachek al yidei zechas v'sholom, not that's going to give me an excuse to go further away from Hashem, to spit in Hashem's face even more. The Gemara says a person who eats garlic and his breath stinks, what's he going to do? He's going to eat more garlic? At this point in my life, I realize I've done 30 years of sins, so I can't become religious. So now I'm going to do 35 years of sin? I'm going to up it to 35 years of sin? What's that? That's going to make it better? Rak adarabba, but rather just the opposite. Yoimar baliboy, the person has to say to himself, bevadai ani rochoik moid moid migula v'yeshua lefi masai horoim. You're right, Yetzahara. Based on all the bad things I've done, I am very, very far. I am really totally unworthy of being redeemed and getting a Yeshua. Aval, however, ani batuach bechazdoi hagodoi v'hanifla, I have trust and faith in Hashem's incredible kindness, ובכוח וזכוס הצדיקי אמס, and in the power and the merit of the great tzaddikim, they can use their merit to help me. Just like when a person's financially in big, big trouble, what does he do? He does one or two things. He steals, he can rob a bank or and get killed in the process or whatever it is, or he finds somebody else who is not in that financial predicament. He finds a billionaire or a trillionaire, somebody for him to give me 100 grand, it ain't going to move a hair on his head. It's not going to affect his breakfast or lunch or his pension plan in any way at all. And he goes to somebody like that and says, hey, buddy, can you help me out maybe? Lahavdil, here we're talking about a person who goes to a tzaddik. The tzaddikim are billionaires, and therefore they're in a position to help. The tzaddik can give a little of his stuff to us and erase all the debts and everything, and suddenly the person's in the black. He ain't in the red anymore. The person say, well, what do you mean? Somebody can give somebody else? We just had it now in the Torah. Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech, the Gemara says, was supposed to be born dead. He was supposed to be a Nephil. Moshiach is called Bar Nafli in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Ovoi saw this, and they said, we need this guy. We need him alive, not dead. Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So you know what? Let's chip in. You give, I'll give. Adam Arishin gave him 70 years, but Adam Arishin's years were defective. Adam Arishin had eaten from the Eitz Hadas. So besides the 70 years that Adam Arishin gave him, Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef had to give him years. They had to overlay it. And that's one of the reasons why he lived a double life. That's why he didn't have to sleep at night. That's why it says he was up during the day and up at night, because he had 140 years. This is brought in Mefarshim. So we see it is possible for a tzaddik to say, 1 minute, I can spare some. And therefore, I believe in Hashem's incredible kindness and in the zchus of the great tzaddikim, Shehashem Yisborach Yazor Li V'yaseh Imi Chesed Tomid, that Hashem will help me and He'll do all kinds of kindness for me constantly. Kasher Adheno Azorani Harbe, just like He's helped me a lot till today. I'm alive. I have clothes. I have food. Vani Mechuyov Lahamin Bedivrei Hatzadikim, and I must listen to and accept the words of the tzaddikim. Shegilu lanu tuvoi v'chazdei agodli yisborach, reveal to us what a great guy Hashem is, how kind and how loving. And the pasuk says, ki lo yachboitz b'mois hameis. Hashem doesn't want the Russia to die. Kiim b'shuvoi midarkoi hara v'choya. Hashem wants him to return from his path of evil and live. That's what Hashem wants. Shebevadai yigmoy rimonu kiritzoinoi, that Hashem will definitely finish everything with us the way He wants it to be finished. That the end is going to be a sweet ending and a good ending. Hashem is going to work everything out, you know, in to our benefit. V'igolenu geula shleima, and He will redeem us. A total redemption, kasher hivtichonu, like He has promised us. Afal pi she'eni kedai klal, even though I don't deserve it at all. So again, the Yetzirah was speaking a little bit of truth. It's true I don't deserve. But the Yetzirah finished the sentence by saying, therefore, go back to your sins. Keep being irreligious and everything. Whereas the different kind of finish, which says, you're right, I don't deserve. But the tzaddikim have revealed to us how kind Hashem is, how good He is. And their powers, the powers of the tzaddikim, that even somebody like me, who's minus 10 billion, there's no problem. Hashem has enough, and the tzaddikim have enough to turn it all around, to put me back on my feet, and put me in the black.